Tonight's reading is from Luke chapter 21. There will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars. On the earth, nations will be in anguish and perplexity at the roaring and tossing of the sea. People will faint from terror, apprehensive of what is coming on the world, for the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time, they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. He told them this parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. When they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things happening, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly I tell you, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Be careful, or your hearts will be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life, and that day will close on you suddenly like a trap. For it will come on all those who live on the face of the whole earth. Be always on the watch and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen, and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. The word of the Lord.
When the security guard finally spoke to him, Malcolm had been standing in the same spot outside of Legoland in the mall for 6 hours. Not hanging out in the same spot or wandering around or killing time in the general area. He had been standing in the same exact spot, not moving his feet, not frozen, but stopped, barely readjusting his balance, his right hand in his jacket pocket clutching his phone, his left hand in his jacket pocket clutching an Apple gift card. "Excuse me, sir," the 20-something guard said tentatively. "Are you okay?" "Yes," said Malcolm. "Do you need anything?" "No, thank you." "Are you lost?" It seemed an odd thing to ask someone Malcolm's age, but the guard didn't really know what else to say. "Do you know where you are?" "Yes, I am standing, I'm at the mall, standing outside Legoland." "What brings you to the mall today? Are you doing some Christmas shopping?" "I was." "Have you finished? Didn't you find what you were looking for?" "No, I stopped." This stopped the guard. He was trying to remember back to the one afternoon in training where they talked about dealing with guests experiencing a mental health crisis. He was coming up empty. Keep them talking? Or was that for someone with a concussion? He said. "Would you like to go somewhere? Can I walk you somewhere? Can I walk you to your car?" This was the instruction for almost everything. Persuade the problem guest to leave the mall. "No, I'm fine." Malcolm looked him in the eye and smiled to prove his point, which didn't seem to help. "Well," the guard said, "one of the sales associates in Legoland said that you've been standing here for a very long time, for hours, and that it seemed to be making people nervous." "I don't mean to make people nervous. May I ask why you're standing here?" "I just stopped. I was going to the Apple store, and I stopped." "Why did you stop?" "I was thinking, and I stopped." "May I ask what you were thinking about?" Malcolm hesitated, not wanting to confirm what he was sure was the guard's suspicion. "I was thinking about repentance." The guard, having been a regular churchgoer and enthusiastic youth group attender before he started his college, engaged Malcolm on the subject. "Thinking about repentance in some general way or about something specific?" "In general, I guess, maybe, or maybe specific. I was thinking about repentance and Christmas, you know, the Christmas story about John the Baptist. The guard jumped in at this chance to put his years of Bible verse memorization to use. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sin. "Yes," Malcolm replied. "What does that have to do with Christmas?" "It's read during Advent in church." The guard thought that clearly he and this man had gone to different churches. "What about the baby Jesus and donkey and stuff?" Malcolm was trying to decide how much to say, whether or not to keep this kid talking. Malcolm expanded the verse the guard quoted. The end is, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins." The guard looked confused. "It is read during Advent to encourage people to repent as a way to prepare for the coming of the baby Jesus." "Oh," the guard says, "that makes sense." "In a way," Malcolm said, "it makes sense culturally. As we move toward the winter solstice, where the days begin to lengthen and the light is literally coming into the world for a longer and longer time each day, as the cycles of the seasons begins and the calendar turns over to a new year, it makes sense for people to examine the past year and repent for their misdeeds, the missteps and mistakes and bad habits that they have slipped into, and to make some decision or oath or promise or resolution to act differently in the coming year." Now the guard was wondering if he'd taken the right tack talking to this man about religion. "Yeah," he repeated. "That makes sense," the guard said. "That makes sense only if you don't believe in God or don't believe who Jesus said he was." Malcolm was getting a little animated now, but glad to get these things on the outside of his head, to talk to someone about them. He let go of the Apple gift card in his pocket and took out his left hand to gesture. He flexed his hand and felt the blood flowing back into the tips of his fingers. "You see, that kind of repentance," the guard interrupted. "My minister says that repentance is in the original Greek, literally means like stop and turning around and going in a different direction." He was pleased with himself. "Yes, that kind of repentance," Malcolm conferred. The guard kept going. "My minister said that it's not enough just to tell God that you're sorry or admit what you've done. Anyone can do that, but true repentance is all about doing things differently, changing." "Have you ever done that?" Malcolm asked. "Yeah, sure, lots of times. Like just a couple weeks ago, I prayed and I told Jesus I was sorry for not going to church and I was going to start going to church again." "How's that going?" "I went once, but I'm going to start going more. And I quit smoking." "You repented of smoking?" "Yeah." "And you quit?" "Yeah." "Did you quit to prepare for the coming of the Lord? Did you quit for the baby Jesus?" "Well, not really." "Do you think Jesus cares if you smoke?" "Well, yeah. I mean, I don't think Jesus wants me to smoke, you know, for health reasons." "Well, good for you. But that can't really be what repentance is. It can't be you saying you're sorry and redoubling your efforts to be good. That cannot be how we're supposed to prepare for the coming of the Lord." The guard felt a little bit worried. He didn't exactly know why. Was it because he had spent so much time talking to this man and his boss wouldn't like it? Or was it because he had this feeling that maybe like he had got something wrong? "Well, what do you think repenting to prepare for the way of the Lord is?" "I don't know," said Malcolm. "That's what I'm thinking about." "You don't know? You just know that it's not about saying you're sorry and trying to be good? You just know that it's not what everyone else says it is?" "I don't know. But I think maybe repentance has to be something more like stopping. Like stopping in the middle of the mall?" "No, like stopping, not physically stopping, but maybe that might help, I don't know. Stopping, like stopping what you're doing or the way you're thinking, like to stop trying to be better or thinking you can make yourself into a different person, be your based on your own hard work or your own will. Maybe stop thinking you need to be a different person when the baby comes, that you need to change who you are before Jesus gets here. Like realizing something. Like realizing what? Like realizing Jesus is coming, or the mercy is coming, the light is coming into the world to see you. Not a newer idealized version of you, but to be among us, to love us, and to give us that love in a way that spills over into our lives and our relationships, the way we think about ourselves, our jobs, the world. Well, what are we supposed to do? The guard asked. Maybe nothing. Recognize it? Receive it? Malcolm felt out of breath. The guard felt confused, but not in an unpleasant way. Do you want me to leave? Malcolm asked. No, the guard said. We can stay here till close if we want.